Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, and business networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Join us Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, when I'm the host, of course, to hear our live interviews with business owners, investors, networkers, and people who are making it happen and sharing their how. If you have a business to share or idea, don't be a stranger on Wednesdays between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time with your one-minute commercial on our WOW segment, W-O-W, Word Out Wednesdays, where you get the word out. Today's guest, Mr. Q Hawkins, is a small business owner that lost us a considerable amount of money because the contracts he had was improper. He got fed up, he learned what he needed to know, and he's here to make sure that none of you go through the same thing. Mr. Hawkins, Q, are you on?
Yes, I'm here, sir. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can hear you very well. How's it going today?
Well, not bad, sir. How about yourself?
Well, just call me Big. That's the first thing that we can get out. You don't have to be a sir with me. I'm not one of those stuffy guys. I do what I need to do and make sure that I'm helping people get done what they're trying to do, too.
Sure, not a problem.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I'm born and reared in Chicago. Spent most of my life here in the Chicagoland area.
Okay.
All through, you know, grammar school, high school, and college, right here in the wonderful cold Midwest.
Oh, okay. So what do you feel about, how's the weather there now?
It's only about 55 degrees right now, so it's about to get a lot colder.
Wow. And for those of you who don't know, I'm located in Chicago, too, and I know that what the weather is like, but we have guests that aren't from here. That's just a question I ask. All right, so why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened that, well, tell us, what were your starts? I mean, what type of business did you get involved with and that your entrepreneurial spirit led you to go into?
Okay. Well, I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit. I never, you know, quote unquote, wanted to work for anyone. All through high school and college, what most young guys, you know, my age was doing, it was cutting grass, shoveling snow, washing windows, washing cars. So I did that, you know, primarily all the way through high school and college, and the main thing is, you know, I always had the entrepreneurial spirit. So, got into corporate America, worked through corporate America. But, you know, one of the things that I found out really, really quickly is that, you know, that corporate America job, while it pays the bills and all that good stuff, you know, when basically I just kind of just tell my story and kind of quit beating around the bush. Basically, I got injured in corporate America, went from favorite son to third generation stepchild in a matter of about a couple of weeks. So,
wow.
You know, it wasn't really the best time of my life, having going through those experiences. But one of those things that it did, it made sure that I got back focused in the entrepreneurial area, arena, I should say, more correctly. But it forced me to really think, you know, seriously, and I guess, you know, kind of apropos, start really thinking big, you know, about, you know, where my life was going to go. So, you know, started a financial service, back in 1990, and it grew from, you know, just solely doing credit restoration to spun off from there doing business arbitration and debt negotiation. We also did utility auditing, you know, for companies. so on and so forth. So that's kind of the direction, you know, that I went in. And I guess that kind of leads into everything else is that, you know, after starting that business, you know, being a small business owner, one of the things I know now is that you don't know, quite often you don't know what you don't know. And
wow.
Those are the things that can actually hurt you in business, as it did for me. Got involved with a couple of other companies, and you know, I knew I needed certain things, you know, in place. Knew I needed some type of contract, some type of agreements between my vendors and I, and any other company that I was going to deal with, clients, obviously. And you know, in the early stages of business, you really don't have the funds necessarily to be able to, to get it, have an attorney on retainer, so to speak. You know, you need those things. You need maybe marketing specialists and so forth. And you know, you just don't really have the funds, you know, right up front. So
wow, you know, and that's funny, because a lot of people, when they get in the business, they're so anxious that, you know, when they land, you know, what appears to be that golden contract that's going to take them over the edge, that, you know, they fail to look at the same things that you're telling, that people actually fail to look at, and it might wind up hurting them more in the long run. So what would your word of advice would be in situations like that, where you got a person, they just, you know, this is their, you know, God-given gift, and they know that they want to get involved and they want to do this, and they just like run at it. You know, they're just running because that's how they feel, and they know that it's for them. What would you tell them?
You know, the nice thing about being an entrepreneur is that you get excited about what you get excited for, you know, and that's a good thing. But, you know, you still need to, you know, kind of take a break and say, hey, you know what? What are some of the things that I know I need? One of the things that you're going to need is you're going to need contracts if you're going to do any type of business. And
right.
You know, the bottom line is you're going to need an attorney. And, you know, I can unequivocally, you know, be right here on the line with you. And, you know, sometimes even when I'm consulting with business owners now, I have to catch myself. But here's the reality of it is that, you know, if you're operating, you know, any type of business, I don't care if you're running out of your home or you have a brick and mortar, you know, one whacker, bottom line, you're going to need an attorney. And you're going to need to use that attorney on some type of regular basis. So, you know, bottom line is you're going to need an attorney, and not just a, you know, someone that's just an attorney in name. And for any of the callers that are on the line, you know, that are attorneys, I don't mean any disrespect by it, but
correct.
You know, the attorneys that may be on the line now, they know that they specialize in maybe one or two areas, you know, and there's 62 areas of law. So
wow.
If you have a business, you're going to need a business. You're going to need a corporate attorney. And you know, when you get that corporate attorney, he's going to have to be a specialist in writing up or drawing up contracts or reviewing contracts.
To protect you.
Just to protect your interest. You know, it's kind of like the chess game. You know, you want just as many chips on your side of the table as they have on their side of the table. And basically, the attorneys kind of go back and forth to make sure that, you know, your interest. You know, some of your interests are at hand, and some of that other person's interests are at hand.
Okay, so it's almost, you know, and that's one thing about real estate, because, you know, everyone says that you should have an attorney that's going to represent the buyer and that's going to represent the seller to do that. So even in business, it's always a give and take. There is always something that can be negotiated, and that's why you would need a strong attorney and your field, you know, because they're, you know, big business, they're already going to have attorneys.
Yes, and in most cases, you know, the companies that you're dealing with, and here's what an attorney told me, you know, after the fact, you know, one of the contracts that I got burned on was it cost me $40,000 for I did the work. See, that's the thing. You know, I did the work, and the company didn't pay me. You know,
wow.
They, you know, the clients and everything, they got what they wanted. The business owner, you know, got what he wanted, but they didn't pay me my dividends, which, you know, was like $40,000. And that was just the largest one. I mean, there was an $11,000, there was an $8,000 contract, you know, included that. So you're looking at about $60,000,
you know,
of revenue that I couldn't put my hand on. Now, some of the people said, well, look, you know, all you have to do is go and sue them. Well, you need money to sue people.
You're right.
So, you know, you need that money. So now, you know, I'm in a position now where I may have to take, you know, $10,000 or $15,000 to chase the $40,000. But here's the reality of it. My contract, even my attorney, once I got one, my attorney said it was a good contract for a layman. But for someone that was really doing business, you know, with companies that are 12 or 15 years old, I mean, it was, you know, my contract was like Swiss cheese. So
wow.
Even if I would have taken the $15,000 or $10,000 and chased the $40,000 that I was owed, I still would have ended up in a draw because of the way my contract was written up. So, you know,
that's
one bit of advice I'll just tell any business owner. You know, I'll just tell them right up, straight up, and very bluntly, look, if you're running or operating a business right now and you're not using an attorney, you're stupid.
Wow, that's right there on the head. I mean, I can't put it any stronger than that. And, you know, and I know you, the way you feel about what happened to you, that, you know, you could put it in a lot more different terms. But let's get your name and your contact information out right now.
Sure. My name is Q, just the letter Q, 17th letter of the alphabet.
Okay.
My mom's proud of that. So my last name is Hawkins, Hawkins.
Okay.
Contact me by email, and that'll be at Q, just the letter Q, the small biz guru at yahoo.com. So Q, the small biz guru at yahoo.com. He spelled biz with a Z, B-I-Z.
Okay, so Q, the small biz guru at yahoo.com. And that guru is G-U-R-U, I presume?
That's it.
Okay, because, you know, we have so many different names out there nowadays. You know, people will put a letter here and there and say it's one thing, and we don't know what it is.
Absolutely. So I'll just run right through it, you know, with the letters Q-T-H-E-S-M-A-L-L-B-I-Z-G-U-R-U. At yahoo.com.
Wow, that's good. And I hope that everybody had a chance to hear that. And I'm sure that you're going to get some emails and some calls. Now, how did you feel when you first, the very first time that it happened, what type of business were you working for? I mean, because at this point you had your own business, you were an entrepreneur, you know, you were taking care of bills, taking care of things as needed, you were, you know, everything was looking ahead. Did that really put a damper and send you back, you know, a ways, or how did that affect you?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I never truly recovered from that.
Wow.
I mean, 60, you know, see, here's the deal. I mean, you know, people kind of look at small business owners and they kind of see, you know, they kind of look at you for face value. And, you know, have a nice car, you know, maybe it's one of those foreign cars or what have you, foreign luxury cars. And, you know, they come and say, look at your office and you have a, you know, pretty nice desk and, you know, nice reception area. But see, here's the thing, you know, they don't realize that all this stuff is leased, you know.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, you're still paying on a lot of those things, you know, because it's just a smart thing to do. You don't, you know, take all of your money and, you know, dump it into the business, and now if anything tragic happens, you know, now you're just out of the money, so you lease those things. So, you know, people have a perception that you're doing a lot, you know, better than you may actually, you know, be doing. So now when you have and you're working hard, you know, you're working very hard, you're working long hours and trying to make sure that, you know, your business flies, and you know you work toward that revenue. You get the $60,000 or so in revenue, and it's still receivable because you actually haven't, you know, it's still paper, I should say, you know, before you actually collect on all of it. And then now you come to the realization because of a mistake in judgment, because you couldn't afford an attorney, you didn't get an attorney, so you wrote up the contract yourself, and now you can't get paid on the funds that you're duly owed.
Wow.
So that's money that you're just not going to get. That's, you know, money that you're not going to be able to say, okay, well, great, I can put this money into an advertising budget, into a sales and marketing budget, and so on and so forth to grow my business from this point. Mm-hmm. And you end up.
Would you say that may be a mistake that some business owners users that when they're making their money, they're not putting it right back into the business, but instead
Absolutely. They're really not putting the money back into the business, but again, they're not really being proactive enough in the things to help protect your business, because you can get a lot of customers and get a lot of profit out of that, but if you don't do the things to protect the profit that you get, you're kind of you're at a loss. You know, so in case anything does happen, like again, you know, the company decides not to pay you, you know, what are you going to do? What do you have in place to protect you from that? You know, you can't guarantee that it's never going to happen, but what do you have
right.
to protect you just in case it does happen? You know, so, you know, $60,000 is a lot of revenue not to be able to collect on when you're running your business and you may have taken, you know, two or three of your payroll checks, you know, from your corporate America job to start this business. And maybe even if you've taken out a loan from a bank, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 to get this business started. I mean, $60,000 is a lot of money not to be able to collect on it, and you've actually done work. You know, so
yes.
You don't really. I never truly recovered from that. You know?
Wow. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big. We're going to take a small song break. I don't want any of you guys to go anywhere, and so the song that I've chosen was Al Green, Let's Stay Together. We'll be back after the song to finish up the interview, and he's going to tell you some things that you really need to know to get you started on the right track. Al Green, take it away. You are listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big. Today online we have Mr. Q Hawkins, and he's just letting everybody know that you definitely need a lawyer for your small business, because you don't want to lose big, you just want to think big. Mr. Hawkins, you there?
Yes, we're still here.
Okay, let's get your contact information and numbers and everything out for the guests before we get started again.
Sure, sure. My direct line is area code 708-275-8245. Telephone number again, 708-275-8245.
And your email address?
Email is qthesmallbizguru@yahoo.com. That's Q, the letter Q, thesmallbizguru@yahoo.com.
All right. Thanks a lot. Now, some of the things that you told before we had our music break was not really shocking, but, you know, at the same time, what it showed me was that you went through a couple of things that enabled you to learn how to do it the right way. So I guess that today we're here so that other small business owners won't make those mistakes. So let me take it from the beginning here. What is the first thing that you think a small business owner should do when he sits down and he's got his plan together and he decides that, hey, this is what I want to do?
I mean, well, first thing, he needs to figure out, or that entrepreneur needs to think about what type of entity they should be, being an S-Corp or C-Corporation or LLC or LLC or some type of partnership or something like that.
Okay.
And you want to do that because of, you know, tax purposes. You know, as entrepreneurs, we have a huge advantage, you know, over the non-entrepreneurs, that is that we have certain tax write-offs that, you know, just the average Joe just doesn't have. So,
okay.
One of the things you want to think about is what type of entity you should be.
Okay, so now here it is. I say I want to open up a water selling business, and I'm going to be, you know, basically purchasing water wholesale and selling that on the streets, and I go out and get incorporated, and now I have somebody that says, hey, I want you to deliver water to my job, and I'll give you X amount. And he says, just send me the contract over, and I'm going to pay you every month. So would you say that it would not be wise for me to just write down a simple contract saying I will deliver water to this gentleman's job at a certain time, and he's going to pay me at the end of the month? You know, something as simple as that. I mean, to me, it seems like, hey, this is what he wants me to do. This is what I'm going to do, and, you know, this should work.
You know, and that's beautiful. But, you know, a lot of times it just doesn't work out like that. I mean, I wish we could actually go back to the day where it was just a handshake, and actually a handshake and a smile actually meant something. You know,
well, I know in some countries people lose their hands for doing things like that.
Oh, absolutely. And they still do it. Imagine that. So, you know, again, kind of going back to, you know, one, you're going to need some legal documents. And also, I mean, you're going to need some type of consultation with maybe a marketing specialist, you know, to find out your demographic, to, you know, kind of overview, you know, the market that you're actually getting into. You know, is there a niche market for you in that particular arena? I mean, it's great to have a good idea, and a lot of us have good ideas. But you know, are you in the right market for that? You know, do you need to move 15 minutes in another direction to be in a better area where your product or your service is accepted? And so you're going to need to, you know, do what's known as a feasibility study. You know, to find out whether or not, you know, you're in the right arena, in the right market, in the right location, selling to the right people. So, you know, a feasibility study is something that you probably want to get done.
Okay. Great. Now, these feasibility studies, what would you say after it tells you you're in the right market and things like that? Are there firms out there that just strictly do feasibility studies?
Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you guys a just a little tip. You know, there's a company that I'm very closely affiliated with. You know, as a matter of fact, it's kind of part of my bio there on your website. But
okay.
You know, the company is called named Go Small Biz, and that's GOSMALLBIZ.com. So
GoSmallBiz.com. Okay.
Yeah, so on there, I mean, we have a couple of tools there. Now, it's kind of a membership-based format, but there are some areas that you will be able to access. So one of the things I suggest when you get there, there's a little area right below the green channels on the upper right side. It says, see how Go Small Biz works. And you click there, and it'll show you maybe like a little two-minute video of kind of what we do. You know, on there, we do have a feasibility fact sheet where you can actually input, you know, different information, how much money, you know, how much capital do you have, how much equity do you have in the business, you know, what are you going into, and so on and so forth. So you'll be able to put in those parameters and kind of get an idea of where you are. You know, and you have a whole host of other tools on there. And again, if you need some detailed information on how it actually helps you specifically, for the entrepreneurs on the line, you'll just give me a contact either through via email or just calling me direct. So, but there are companies that actually do feasibility studies. Some of them are very affordable. Some are industry specific or state specific. So, but they are out there. Yes.
Wow, that's good. So you say the name of that site is Go Small Biz. Now I'm on here right now. So how would I let them know that you sent me there? Would I just put that in the information?
Well, no, not necessarily. Actually, you would actually have to contact me. There are some other links that I would have set up more than likely by the end of the week, where you actually maybe I can give that to you later and put it up on the site, so maybe people come back to the site and want that additional information, they can click on those links. So,
oh, great. That's good, because we have, a lot of times we may have live callers while we're in our interviews, and then at times we just have so many come back and hear the message because they've opened our emails, a little bit later, because we send out a nice email blast beforehand, and we go to all of our social networking sites and put the word out, who our next speaker is going to be, and, of course, all the people that, you've told about it. They'll get a chance to come on, and by the time, somebody might listen tomorrow or the next day, and that'll be up. So we always like to, get people's email addresses, a phone number, and even their website if it's not available right now, because, as all things, time changes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so, actually, when you go to the Go Small Biz website, the main thing I just want to get, the callers, all the listeners, I should say, to be able to get some kind of basic information. And, I mean, we're the largest internet entrepreneur website on the internet today.
Wow.
We're getting roughly about 1 million hits a month on average. We're consulting and coaching, over 50,000 business owners right now. Everything from someone that's doing some type of home-based business, maybe gift baskets or something like that, off of their dining room table in their home, all the way up to 100 employee manufacturing or some type of company like that with 100 employees. So that's what we're doing right now. That's how we're actually able to help a lot of the small businesses. A lot of times we don't know what we don't know, and that's the thing that can really hurt us. We touched a little bit about, putting things in place and becoming the right entity because of taxes. And I'll tell you another story that I didn't really tell you before is that, even once you start, hiring individuals to help you in your entrepreneurial endeavor, you have a couple of choices there. You can actually hire them as an employee, or you can hire them as an independent contractor or independent associate. And on both ends, you know, you really have to be careful, and you have to really be mindful of which one you want that particular person to be, and, you know, the pros and cons of being one or the other. You know, I've had both, and, you know, one of the things that, you know, as an entrepreneur, sometimes, you know, you're like, my gosh, you know, I don't really want to deal with these employees because, you know, people want to come in late on a Monday and they want to leave early on a Friday and they want
right.
their check on time. They want their check on time, though, you know. But, you know, and that's, you know, that's just the reality of being in business. So Monday morning when somebody doesn't come in, you know, I have to work the print press. I have to, you know, do the download. I have to do all these things. I have to open up the business if that employee doesn't show up to work that Monday morning. So I decided, I said, well, you know what, I'm gonna go with independent contractors. And, you know, that was great. So I pay everyone $10.99. They're responsible for their own taxes. And it sounds like a really good thing. And in most cases, it is. But, you know, here's the deal. Here's one another mistake that I made. And it just, you know, lends up the fact of not knowing what you don't know. I paid them $10.99. They signed off on a $10.99 contract. You know, they understood that they were $10.99 independent contractors. So, you know, everything was great. Well, I get a letter from the Internal Revenue Service saying that I owe for withholdings and taxes. I said, well, I really don't have to worry about that, and what I was saying in my head, because I know that my people were independent contractors.
Correct.
There's a 20-point questionnaire that the IRS has that determines whether a person is an employee or an independent contractor. And now, these questions, they aren't like yes and no's necessarily. They're kind of broad in range and they're kind of vague. So based on how you answer those questions, determines whether that person is an employee or independent contractor. Well, I'll just tell you and the other listeners on the phone that I failed that test.
Wow, and you didn't know about that test before.
I didn't know, and even if I would have known, I would have been, you know, a little bit more mindful of how many hours I had my contractors working. You know, can I fire them at will? You know, do I provide, you know, certain training for them? Do I tell them exactly how to do their job, or do they have to figure that out? See, all of those things, you know, I just kind of like touched on maybe one or two of the questions there. But, you know, those things have started, you know, rising other questions up. Well, maybe I shouldn't work them, you know, 8 hours, or just because you work them 6 hours a day doesn't mean that they aren't employees. Do you provide a phone form? Do you provide, you know, certain activities for them to do in your office? You know, so
now what about phones? If I provided, what about phone numbers?
Mm-hmm.
If I provided phone numbers, would that be considered that they're an employee?
Not necessarily. It's depending on really how you answer the entire 20 questions.
Oh,
and, you know. You know, more yeses or noes on one, or, you know, more yeses on one or more noes on the other kind of determines whether they are or not. And again, it's not an easy 20 questions to answer. I'll just put it to
wow,
you.
Wow, so you're really going to be thinking about it.
Yeah, you're going to really, truly, truly have to think about it very clearly. And the bottom line, you know, to that happened to me, I got audited for $125,000.
Wow.
You know. You know, turned around and had to pay an attorney $450 an hour, tax attorney. You know, and then they're kind of going back to the lawyer deals. You have to have specific attorneys for specific situations. Just don't,
right.
get the general attorney. You know, you have to get a specific attorney. So, I paid $450 an hour back in 1994 to an attorney. He got the 125 reduced down to around $45,000,
$50,000. Okay.
Obviously his fee. But, again, that's another $50,000 that, you know, I have to pay out. That was, you know, totally unexpected. So now we're looking at 60 plus another 55, almost another 60. We're right at about $120,000 in losses of uncollectible revenues and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that can, I mean, this is like, you know, third year in business. So, you know, that's a business killer. You know,
wow.
These never recover.
And a lot of businesses actually from statistics and just knowing other people that went into business, it's that first 5 years that really, you know, tells if you're going to be able to try to do something.
Absolutely. And you know, I'll give you, you know, the listeners the true statistic. You know, 95 out of 100 businesses fail in the first 5 years.
Wow.
Now you have five left, okay? The next 5 years, for those five, it only turns out to be 2.5. So you're looking at 97.5% of all businesses out of 100 businesses that start up.
Wow.
97.5 of them will go out of business within a 10-year window.
Isn't that something? And you know, that's real funny, because when you say out of that five, 2.5, so I guess a couple of employees went over to someone else's business.
it could be just a whole host of things, but that's the statistic, you know. So and a lot of times, again, it's not necessarily, you know, the money, you know, that put them out of business. It could be compliance, because if you don't hire a person correctly,
wow,
you can't fire them right. You know, if you're out of compliance with the IRS, you know, again, my issue was that, you know, I had people on who I considered to be independent associates, but they were actually as employees. And we aren't even talking. We haven't even got into the lawsuits of people coming by and maybe slipping and falling on your, you know, on your property of your business, you know, because they maybe see the nice foreign luxury car parked out front that they don't realize is leased. So they come in, they fall in your store or your place of business, and they sue you. And then,
yeah, there's a lot of that going around. It seems almost every year you've got people doing more and more.
And really, it's the mom and pop, you know, because really, I mean, I'll give another statistic, you know. 89.7% of the gross national product is produced by small businesses, you know, 100 employees and under. I mean, I'm sorry,
wow.
25 and under, you know, something like 97%, no, I'm sorry, it's 95% of all businesses, 100 employees and less. That's 95% of our economy. That are 100 employees and less.
That's a lot of.
So that's a lot of mom and pops out there, and you know, really only 5%. Of the dollar is produced by the Fortune 500. You know, all the other companies are 100 employee operations and under.
Now, is there anything you may want to touch upon that we haven't touched upon yet? We're rolling down to our last 5 minutes here.
Well, you definitely want consultants in areas. You may want to, maybe technology, sales and marketing, insurance. I didn't even get into the insurance stuff that you need to have. You definitely need the attorneys, but you know, you just need a resource where you can actually go to, because the big problem in small business is that they have the same problems as big business. It's that the big business has the leverage to be able to handle those situations when they come up. Small businesses really don't have that leverage. We just don't have it. Fortunately enough, GoSmallBiz.com is a company that, you know, will actually help that small business owner operate like a large company. Here's my little shameless plug in here again. If you need more information on how we can possibly help you out in running and going through it, definitely give me a call. Telephone number 708-275-8245. That's my direct line, and mail address is qthesmallbizguru@yahoo.com. So, you know, either platform, you know, want to contact me, I'll be more than happy to, kind of tailor make, you know, because even if you go to, even once you go to the website, there you'll be able to see a lot of things. But you know, we like to tailor make, something for that particular business owner.
Wow. Now, I know that, you know, a lot of times what we talked about this evening were losses, you know, and I know that you're a humble guy and you don't want to put, you know, your business out there, but recently you just kind of share the stage, because you know people don't know you just got back in town with a big name in marketing and business teaching out there in Atlanta. Who was that you were with?
Well, actually, it's actually the founder of Go Small Biz. It happens to be Fran Tarkenton, the former football player, Hall of Famer. Fran Tarkenton, Minnesota Vikings, primarily New York Giants for a couple of years there. But he actually owns Go Small Biz, so I was able to share the stage. He's been a very good mentor to me. So, you know, I definitely like to, say thanks to, Mr. Fran Tarkenton for, all of his mentorship over the last few years.
Wow.
It's been a great success.
Now, that's one of the things that you just said here is what a lot of people need today, and that's why a lot of people get into those type of problems is mentor. Now, by you having, and especially Mr. Fran Tarkenton as a mentor, that changed a lot of things that you had experienced in the past, and you know, you've been able to move forward, and no one ever really recovers from loss because, you know, there's things in your heart, things mentally, but we all still keep pushing forward and making things happen. Is there anybody you'd like to thank?
Well, I mean, the main thing is just being able to thank Mr. Tarkenton for his guidance and direction. Once being contacted with him, I mean, you know, my business has grown exponentially,
Wow.
Even after I shut the company down, people still call me for that direction. And again, the main thing, too, is, make sure that you have some type of business coach. Everyone needs a coach. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, they all had coaches. You're going to have to do it yourself, obviously, but, having a coach also kind of brings clarity to what you're doing. So definitely get a coach. Get a business coach.
All right. Thanks a lot there, Mr. Q Hawkins. I'd love to have you on again. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big. Thinkbigradio.com. And for those of you out there who are having that hard time in those first 5 years of business, got a song for you. Like to hear it? Here it go.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. Hey,
just thought about that. Huh? Oh, yeah, it's always up.